Hi there, boys and girls. It's time for the Children's Bible Club again. It seems like the days and weeks fly by so quickly, but that's all the more reason for you to join us and tell your friends about the broadcast, too. I'm Aunt Carolyn with a true story for you today, and Mr. Woods and the choir are chomping at the bit with good songs to share with you. So just sing along, and let's have a good time together. Choir? Thank you, choir. We appreciate you and your love for the Lord. There's another song we sometimes sing on the Children's Bible Club program. Some people think of it only as a children's song, but I've found that it's a good checkpoint for us grown-ups, too. We never get too big or too old to give up the precepts we learned as children. Anyway, do you remember the song, "Oh, Be Careful, Little Eyes, What You See? For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see." Other verses say, "Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. And be careful, little lips, what you say." And one verse says, "Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do." We've been talking lately about the finger and hands of God and what good He does with them. Now I wonder, this week, if you can use your hands for good to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you use your hands for Jesus by helping with the dishes or yard work? Can you hold the baby for mother for a little while? Can you play music for the Lord or hold a little child's hand to help them so they won't be afraid or get hurt? Can you take an older person's hand to steady them down the stairs so they won't fall? Can you use your hands to give out gospel tracts? Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. I'll tell you what, if you've done something with your hands this week that helped someone or made someone happy, why don't you write and let Aunt Carolyn know? I would rejoice with you, and maybe it would encourage another child to do it too. Write to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or email me at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. And if you'd like to listen to our stories at other times, you can find us on the internet at www.ChildrensBibleClub.com. When our home page opens up, just click on the link, CBC Radio Program Listings. It'll take you to the programs. Then you can choose which story you want to hear. So help yourself at any time and enjoy. Now, here's the choir before story time.
Ruler was made.
All right, boys and girls, you may remember from last time I was telling you the true story of the young drummer boy in the Civil War who volunteered for duty. Too young to be a soldier and carry a rifle, he was accepted as a drummer boy. He was sorely wounded at Gettysburg, but he refused to take any chloroform or brandy for the pain as the doctor prepared him for the amputation. He was trusting Christ in his dying hour. "Now, doctor, I'm ready, and I promise that I won't even groan while you take off my arm and leg if you will not offer me the chloroform." And now for the conclusion of the story. The doctor promised, but took something for his own nerves before he began his grim duty. While cutting through the flesh, Charlie Coulson never groaned. But when he took the saw to separate the bone, the boy took the corner of his pillow in his mouth, uttering, "Oh, Jesus, blessed Jesus, stand by me now." He kept his promise and never groaned. That night, the doctor, unable to sleep, returned to the hospital. The night stewards told him that 16 of the hopeless cases had died and were carried to the dead house. "Is Charlie Coulson among the dead?" he asked. "Oh, no, sir. He's sleeping as sweetly as a babe. He went to sleep singing, 'Jesus, lover of my soul.'" Amazed, the doctor wondered how the boy could endure such excruciating pain and still sing. 5 days after the amputation, Charlie sent for his doctor. "Doctor," he said, "my time has come. I don't expect to see another sunrise, but thank God I'm ready to go. And before I die, I want to thank you for your kindness to me. I know you do not believe in Jesus, but will you please stand here and see me die, trusting my Savior to the last moment of my life?" The doctor tried to stay, but couldn't stand by and see a Christian boy die, rejoicing in the love of Jesus, whom the doctor, as a Jew, had been taught to hate. A few minutes later, a steward called, "Doctor, Charlie Coulson wants to see you." "I just saw him," the doctor answered. "I cannot see him again." "But, sir, he says he must see you one more time before he dies." The doctor decided to go to him, say a comforting word, and let him die. But he was determined not to let the boy's words about Jesus influence him. As the doctor sat by his bed, Charlie weakly asked him to take his hand. "Doctor," he said, "I love you because you are a Jew. The best friend I have found in this world was a Jew." "And who was that?" the doctor asked. He answered, "Jesus Christ. I want to introduce you to him before I die. And will you promise me, sir, that you will not forget what I say to you?" The doctor promised, and Charlie said, "5 days ago, while you amputated my arm and leg, I prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ to save your soul." The words cut deep into the doctor's heart. How could a boy in such pain forget about himself and think of nothing but his Savior and the doctor's unsaved soul? "Well, my dear boy, you'll soon be all right," was all the doctor could say, and left. 12 minutes later, Charlie fell asleep, safe in the arms of Jesus. The boy's dying words made such an impression on the doctor that he could not forget them. For 10 long years he fought against Christ, but after the witness of others and the working of God's Holy Spirit, the doctor was wonderfully saved, resigned his commission in the U.S. Army, and opened a mission to reach his Jewish brethren. He had found the Messiah through the testimony of the young drummer boy. Like Daniel, Charlie purposed not to defile himself with anything that would not please God, and even in dying, His pure testimony left an indelible impact. The doctor turned to salvation in Christ, greatly due to Charlie's love and witness. How about you and me? Are we so loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ and the precepts of His Word that others will believe the gospel and turn in repentance and faith to Him? If, like Charlie, death would come to you, would you be ready to meet God? Would you face eternity unafraid? If not, receive Jesus Christ as your only Savior today. Remember, Christ is the Savior of sinners. And He said, "Come unto me." And now God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.